Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include our Ultra Womance of the Year nominees, how Jim Walmsley already gained a spot in next year's Western States 100, and we auction off a lost and found first place trophy from the Black Canyon 100. Apparently, it's still Blue Jeans Mile season in Utah, as Dylan Maggart smashed the world record, taking a full 5 seconds off the previous best mark. The run took place in Logan in a five-man race, and his splits were 61, 64, 65, and 61. Where'd he find the jeans? The local thrift shop. December is just upon us, and it's award season, folks. The USATF Mutt Awards were just announced, including several intriguing categories. Let's do a quick recap before we move on to our own prestigious award nomination. The Mountain Runners of the Year, or MROTY, go to Joe Gray and Addie Bracey, both of Colorado. No surprise, as both of these athletes defended their USATF mountain running titles this summer. Moving to the Ultra Trail Runners of the Year, or UTROTY, we have Max King for the men and Courtney DeWalter for the ladies. Max King won a total of 4 50Ks, mostly in the Pacific Northwest, most notably the Chuckanut 50K, and had an 8th place finish at the North Face 50 Mile in San Francisco. Courtney, of course, wowed us with a 4th place finish at Lake Sonoma, first at Run Rabbit Run 100, Bear Chase 50 Mile, course record, and wrapping it all up with a win at the Moab 200. Next up to the Ultra Roadrunner of the Year, or UROTY. Although less common, we still have a few road ultras out there to choose from. They've named Javelina 100 champ Patrick Reagan as the men's winner, although I'm not sure he actually ran a road ultra in 2017. Ultra Vasan is a mixed forest road, gravel path, and asphalt 90K, which he placed second at in Sweden this summer. As for the ladies, this was an easy one, with Camille Herron not only winning Comrades Marathon in South Africa, but then dismantling the women's 100-mile world record at the USATF Certified Tunnel Hill in 12:42. Okay, now that we're through that, let's get to the 2017 Ultra Womance of the Year. We want to show the ladies some love after last year featuring the Ultra Bromance of the Year. We have to thank all of you for your nominations, and we'll be opening up voting for the 2017 UOTY at the link below. Outhouse Nation, make your voice heard. First up is the early favorite, based upon our Twitter call-out for nominations, Magdalena Boulay and Casey Lichtai. These ladies ran step for step at this spring's Lake Sonoma 50 Mile as they worked together to have Magda secure a spot back at Western States this summer. They would have vastly different races there, but again reunite during the brutal weather of the Ultra Trail du Mont Blanc, finishing hand in hand. This duo regularly makes the waves as a team, running for the second year in a row together at the Trans Rockies Run. Former Nike Trail teammates Amanda Basham and Keely Henninger, although no longer running on the same footwear team, still share Goo as a common sponsor and a friendship that is as strong as ever. Although united as the North Face teammates, Claire Gallagher and Stephanie Howe clearly have an affection for one another, often seen together at North Face functions or at the finish line of a race. These ladies rock. These next two ladies from Austin, Texas, ran and set the new FKT on the Wonderland Trail in Washington. Allison Maxis and Mallory Brooks, both experienced runners and business owners, showed they have that special bond, even over a continuous 90-plus mile trail and almost 30 hours. Be sure to check out the link and vote now. It was brought to our attention a few weeks back from someone outside the running community that a custom-crafted beer growler trophy from the Black Canyon 100K was listed on eBay. This trophy was apparently donated away by 2016 race winner and course record holder Sage Cannaday after he secured his Western States golden ticket. We were able to secure the trophy from the online auction safely back to the Outhouse headquarters. We'd like to find the award a new happy home. In a feeble attempt to do something good for the Black Canyon Trail, the race is run on, we are going to auction off this historic piece of race artwork. So, how will it work? We've set up an online auction with 100% of the proceeds of the sale going directly to the Black Canyon Trail Coalition. So, what do you get? Sage's 2016 first place course record beer growler trophy, handcrafted by Bubba Jones Brew Cups, and free entry into the sold out Black Canyon 100K every single year until his course record of 7:52.26 is broken by someone. The bib entry is fully transferable to another runner, and you'll have first dibs at bid number one. The link to the live auction is below in the description. Happy bidding, and thanks for the opportunity to support the Black Canyon Trail Coalition and their work to build and maintain the trail. Probabilities are out for the Western States 100 lottery, and it seems that if you have one ticket, you'll have a 1.892% chance of getting in. Jump up to those eight individuals who have applied seven consecutive years, well, they have a 70% chance. We don't yet know the odds for Hard Rock, but the preliminary ticket counts have been posted. If you are a never started runner, it's all rather depressing, and I'm sorry. Speaking of Western States, a few names have been removed from the lottery pool as the four golden ticket spots taken from the canceled Gorge Waterfall 100K have been doled out to the top ITRA ranking North American ultra runners. It appears Jim Walmsley, Patrick Reagan, Casey Lichtai, and Stephanie Howe Violet were all offered and have accepted these spots into next year's race, thereby bypassing the golden ticket events. Additionally, one of the Western States sponsor spots from Active Joe has just been announced as infamous Running Like a Porn Star 2013 Western States 100 winner Pam Smith. Wow, folks, this one is really heating up. Get your cotton crop tops ready. According to Andy Jones Wilkins on Twitter, the 2013, 14, 15, 16, and 17 women's winners are all now signed up for the big dance next June. For more on another surprise Western States entrant for 2018 announced ahead of the lottery weekend, we now go to live to our correspondent, Jizzle Wizzle.
Hey, Outhouse Nation, how are you? It's Jizzle Wizzle checking in from the Beast Coast. I know it's been a while, but hey, it's lottery week for Hard Rock and Western States and Leadville. And the big news out of Western States is Carl the Speed Goat Meltzer. He's coming back to the race after a couple of years away and got his eyes squarely on Doug Latimer's 1988 50 and over course record of 1843. And Carl, being Carl, has put it all out there, and on Facebook he called that 1843 a pedestrian effort. So Carl, way to put it out there, man, and go for it. I think you've got it in you. And for the longest standing age group record in Western States history, I could think of it being taken down by no better man than you. Till next time, it's Jizzle Wizzle from the Beast Coast.
Ever had some Strava issues? Runner Callum Neff voices his frustrations over a certain Charles Parham of Sugarland, Texas, who keeps selecting run every time he goes on a bike ride, taking out a slew of Callum's KOMs. On a side note, Callum, best of luck healing up that broken leg, bud. The Massapequa Turkey Trot is under fire for making fun of back of the Packers who tow the front of the starting line, saying such things as those who wear the race shirt on race day, a hooded sweatshirt, or running shoes bought at Kohl's should stand at the back of the race. Ouch, guys. This week in clean sport, trail runner and obstacle racer Ryan Woods was caught using the performance-enhancing drug DHEA. Dude used the excuse that he thought it was DHA and incorrectly purchased it at the supermarket. Yeah, right. Come on, bro. If you're a podium finisher of a drug-testing sport, you gotta be more careful than that. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have any crazy stories to share or thoughts on the Ultra Romance of the Year, tweet us or dip into our Instagram DMs at Mountain Outpost. Have a week. A huge thank you once again to our Patreon supporters for making this show possible each and every week. If you want to join, hit the link below. Also, be sure to check out the link to own this very pair of Jam Jam sunglasses. See you next week.